within our being, you know. Therefore, in order to arrive at such a true understanding, one needs to first go through a process, not just mere contemplation. One needs to associate one's meditation emptiness together with practices of accumulating merit, and also purifying negative karma. One needs to engage in accumulation and purification practices. And then one also needs to make strong prayer to one's spiritual master, inseparate from the meditational deity. In this case, Manjushri. Praying to Manjushri, who is the embodiment of all the Buddha's omniscient wisdom, that we be able to realize the unmistaken view of emptiness, and then making such strong prayers, and then going about one's contemplation on emptiness. So gradually progressing in such a manner, gradually one will come to finally realize the view of emptiness. Yes. So here, when one meditates upon this way, understanding this I and one's aggregates as being not existing for its own side, you know, this a lack of true existence. By meditating this way, gradually one will be able to cut the root of cyclic existence, cut root of samsara. The reason being that the root of samsara is this mind that holds or grasps upon this true existence. You know, true existence. When one recognizes this concept of true existence totally cannot be possible. You know, so one realizes the falseness of one's grasping, absurdity or the falseness of this this concept of true existence. So when one is able to point the accusing finger, you know, at this true existence. This attitude of grasping a true existence, then one will experience a reduction in one's disturbing attitudes, one's mental afflictions or afflictive emotions. And the reason being that when one's grasping upon truly existent self becomes very strong, you know, then it acts as a support, a support for the other delusions, for them to increase, you know, to prevail. So when the inherent existence self, the concept of inherent existence self prevails, so does other afflictive emotions who are associated with it. So when this concept, when you're able to point out this falsity, you know, this grasping, this concept of grasping in your true existence self decreases, then gradually one is able to totally destroy it, and then one will achieve liberation from samsara. Yes. So if one is able to realize emptiness, of course there's great benefit. If one is able to realize the actual nature of emptiness as it is, by going through meditations on interdependent rising and so forth. However, even if one were not able to have such a form of understanding, but just mere doubt, mere suspicion about whether phenomena really exist in the way that we think it does, such mere doubt and suspicion is said to be able to even shatter the very samsara itself, shake the foundations of samsara, because one comes to have doubt about whether samsara really exists in the way we see it, and the entirety of phenomena exists in the way we see it. So it really shakes the foundations of our perception. So therefore, it is said to be even to just mere doubt or mere suspicions about such things would have such a powerful effect. Yes.
Mm-hmm. ロジーとばでもとばでかてよるわ。にだて、じゅんてんてげ、まだぽんぼでもとばでけるよる。てかげよるまど、まだぽんぼかるよまれ。まだぽんぼ。うん。で、まだぽんぼでめでとばいな、まだぽんぼ、でよる。わなかんでよるせな、たぎ、でめまとこな、まだぽんぼせやで。
So therefore, here what one is trying to do is to refute the object refutation. So here the object refutation is seeing this iron and these aggregates as being established, naturally established on its own side. You know, so here one is trying to stop such a concept from proliferating. So here one sees the lack of truth in such a lack of true existence, I may say, lack of truth in such a form of, in such a manner of existing, that this it is merely trying to stop such a misconception regarding the I and aggregates as being established as true. It is not trying to stop the existence of the I and aggregates. It's not saying that the I and the aggregates do not exist, but it's trying to stop the true existence, the concept of true existence of these two things, the I and the aggregates. So therefore, the I and aggregates do exist, but prior to understanding emptiness, our way of seeing their manner of our perception of their manner of existence is such that they really seem to stand alone on their own. You know, they appear to stand alone on their own, to appear to be able to stay there. You know, to exist as being an individual, totally individualistic, you know, on its own kind of thing. However, when we realize emptiness, you know, when we realize it's such a concept of their standing alone, totally individualistic thing, truly existent thing, as being impossible, as being false, you know, then when one comes to have an understanding that phenomena are merely labeled by the mind, mere labels by the mind. So then when you have the understanding, then you have the correct view, you have the exact view of how phenomena exist exactly as they are. Yes.
だって、ちょっとずつ準備。電部とかどうだったのよ、マリス。いや、電力だけ。どうだったのよ、メバ。で、やしやし。だ、パーカーソンで電力やしね。お、お、な、レジュムでそうよ、マリスな。てちよ、よそからですな。あ、とびたばさんでよ、レスやしやち。ここよ。だ、電力しはいな。
だ、だけ。レタ、だけ。レタに、チェイジャドチェイジャマシは、テレチャドにな、トビコンバトヨマリスマルは。え、だだ、チドチェスンロワチ。え、ノートテンリラ、え、ニバチェルロドゥ、え、デンビトマナ、ニバチェルロ。だ、ツートブドゥバヨマリス。で、そじゅちん、テンドゥツォバラテンチョバレ。で、いんで、
ツートゥトゥトゥバメドワーサムネロディシャトゥエ。だ、この4マティビツートゥトゥトゥバメバインザ。
So here, when one talks about this, the possibility of phenomena, you know, being able to stand alone or exist on it from its own side, stand alone, and, you know, totally individualistically, without having to rely upon other conditions, when one refers to this state as being totally impossible, you know, not the slightest atom or molecule of such a possibility exists. You know, there's not slightest atom or molecule or dust particle of such a true existence has ever or ever exists. So here, there's a side of refutation and there's a side of establishment. What one is trying to separate between what exists, one is trying to refute that which does not exist, while at the same time establishing as that exists. You know, so here. By refuting the non-existent thing, which is the self or the truly established self, by refuting that, then that which exists, which is karma, a cause and effect, then becomes even further enhanced. Once the understanding of karma becomes further enhanced, because one understands the phenomena do not exist from its own side, because it is merely labeled by the mind. It's merely labeled by the mind. As mentioned before, if one experiences a disharmony or a dichotomy, disharmony between one and the other, disharmony between ultimate truth and conventional truth, or between dependent karma and emptiness, then one at that point one has not yet realized the Buddha's intention. When one meditates on emptiness, one finds difficulty thinking about karma. When one thinks about karma, one finds difficulty thinking about emptiness. However, when one when one understands that phenomena are empty of true existence, empty of the possibility of being standing alone or, you know, being able to exist from its own side without depending upon anything else, then empty of that. The reason why it's empty of that, because it's that phenomena has to exist. By virtue of relying upon different causes and conditions. It is by relying upon other causes and conditions that it can come to existence. So therefore, it is empty of the possibility of truly existing or standing alone on its own side without depending upon others. It's empty of that possibility, because it has come into existence by depending upon different causes and conditions. You know? So if one has come to such a view, then you've really realized the intent of the Buddha. You know, your understanding or your view has really hit the point, you know, realized the point. Yes.
Tōngba kēnē chāwē kōwās, dā kēnē chāwām dēndrū jīn zimbā nōngshī mē tēwā, dēmbā chūpā tō chāwē kōwā. Tēnī mō tē, sōsō nē dēmē kēsō nō, jumlē yāyō ndō kōnā, tōngba yā mā shīwā, tā tī tōndā tā nāndrō tsā rē. Tōngba yā tē dēndrū kārsē, jumlē yā mā shīwā. Jisī sōsō nōwā tē sī tō, dādāṁ tōpī gōmā tōpā mē, tēnī mō tē sōsōsō rōwā jī nē, rēwā mē tē sōn rā jī nōwā tē kī nōwā nā, tōpī gōmā tō yō mā rēs, tē tōndā tā nē rō tā sō,
yīnā
tā, rē ānī tē tōndā tā, kōrō tsik tā mā jīs.
So then Rinpoche, having explained that before mentioning the verse, here Rinpoche once again mentions the verse in the actual text that's related to what he just said. This text says that you have yet, the fourth paragraph in the second half of the page, it says, you have yet to realize the thought of the able as long as two ideas seem to you disparate. So here, able refers to the name Muni, which is actually a title of the Buddha. And it says, the appearance of things, infallible interdependence, and emptiness beyond taking any position. It's a difficult translation. So basically what it's saying is that if you see the karma, if you see both the interdependent arising and emptiness as being separate, then one hasn't really realized what the Buddha is saying regarding emptiness. Essentially, both karma and emptiness should never contradict each other. Karma is infallible at the same time while emptiness are empty of inherent existence. When you see them as separate entities, totally unrelated to each other, then you haven't really got the point yet. You know? So, as we mentioned before, one should not experience any difficulty. Or if you experience any, one should not experience any difficulty when one focuses on karma, one should have any difficulty of emptiness. And one have when one talks about emptiness, one should have any difficulty or contradictory ideas with karma. So when you see them as being separate or contradictory, totally unrelated to each other, then you have not really realized what the Buddha is saying. So that's the meaning of this verse. Yes. So then the next paragraph, the fifth paragraph says, at some point they're no longer alternate, come together, just seeing that interdependence never fails, brings realization that destroys how you hold to objects, and then your analysis with you is complete. So read the alternative translation. When the two realizations exist simultaneously without alternation, and when from only seeing dependent arising as infallible, definite knowledge destroys the mode of apprehension of the concept of inherent existence, then analysis of the view of emptiness is complete. So essentially what it's saying here is that when you realize interdependent existence as referring to emptiness of phenomena as being truly established on their own side, then you have the true understanding, then your analysis of the view of emptiness is complete. So one should not have an alternative view. As mentioned before, when you have in the beginning, you have to alternate between interdependent arising and emptiness. When you think about emptiness, you find that contradicts with karma, so you have to separate that from karma. And then when you think about karma, you have to separate that from emptiness. You find these two to be separate entities that you meditate upon alternatively. You cannot see them as one thing. You cannot see them simultaneously as one thing in your mind. You see them as separate entities. So that's when you haven't really perfected your skill of emptiness, understanding of emptiness. So when you see emptiness as when you have perfected your understanding of emptiness, then you see emptiness as referring to interdependent arising as karma. When you see interdependent arising karma, you understand that as being referring to emptiness. You know, so therefore, it says here when you see dependent arising as infallible, it's infallible. That means it as definitely as such. You know, then you can when you understand that as being reference to emptiness, reference to the lack of inherent, lack of the possibility of being established as true or established truly established on its own side. At that moment, then you have the perfect view of emptiness. Yes.
그래서 다치진 다니도 잡이 엄마스 엄마스야 돼. 땅다 친다. 땅다 냉동된지 연두 땅다 온 요리. 다 연다 쓰기 요리 땅다 쓰기 요리. 냉동 요버 땅 연두 연다 땅다 쓰. 그래다 추구하여 매발 땅 연두 맨다 친다 쓰기 요리.
So here, this is referring to the view of the middle school, or what you call the middle view school. So what is known as the middle view is that the view that is free from the extremes of nihilism and eternalism. So here, nihilism referring to that the nihilistic view that nothing exists at all. So the middle view school is free of that extreme. The extreme that where one says the extreme position where stand where one says that phenomena entirely do not exist, that the nihilistic view, and is free of that, and also it's also free of the eternalist view that says all phenomena totally exist. So it's free of both such extreme viewpoints. So it's known as the middle view. Yes.
인디다 다치진 탄인도 저비 우마스 Chintala manongi, nangtala manongi. Di wujin nipa yinna, unmi lamto kiyorwa.
So what is known as a middle view is that which is free of the views of eternalism and nihilism. And this, hence, is the view that has not fallen into either extremities is known as the view of the middle view school. Yes. Madamika. Yes.
Ronji ji tongba yinza, ni yoba tanda, then go to your Ronji Tomba Yinza Yontango Yada, Legum de Yoa Yinza, a chenda, a seya de Jitari. River Chenda, Ganga Meva Mari, Legum de Yore, say you do, Noma Tendrike, Chenda. Ronji Tomba Re, say do, Tombe Yontasi.
So here, this view of middle school, the middle view, or the Manamika view, is one that is free of both extremities, because the view of emptiness, the view of phenomena as being empty of self-existence, puts a stop or refutes the extremity of the eternal view. That phenomena are totally existent. It refutes that extreme view. And then its view regards to karma, cause and effect, refutes the nihilistic view that phenomena totally do not exist. Phenomena, it's not that phenomena totally do not exist, they do exist because there is karma. So therefore it still establishes the appearance of phenomena as being interdependent arising, as being karma, cause and effect, interdependent arising. So phenomena, the appearance of phenomena are dependent, interdependent arising, cause and effect, karma. but at the same time, it is, so therefore it cannot be nihilism, it cannot be non-existent. However, at the same time, because it is interdependent arising, therefore it is lacking of a truly existent self. Something that, because it phenomena come into arise into existence because of having to depend on different causes and conditions. Therefore, this the possibility of a something that is truly established on its own side, standing on its own individualistically, is totally not possible. So therefore, it is empty of true existence. Therefore, it is free, free from the extremity of eternalism.
Loya, the living to go, any Namagi, Yontas. 동비 친다세 이제요 농에 용다 세바다 동비 멘다 세신 동바니 주던 리원 차비 출신나 탄지 따윈 초반 민주로 된지 중반이나 다 갖다 지진 타다 동야요 말해 송바리 다 대요 가르세나 농에 용다 가르세 요르세나 아 농아 된지 주제 초반 때는 초반에 대인자 아 로지 동바리 야스 이제 세윤드네 동반이 비좀 된지 그래 챈다세 근데서 야시베이나 다다지 다동이야 그 말이에요
So here this when one's understanding of emptiness progresses and improves then one can even reverse the roles of this two things appearance and emptiness to remove the two extremities of eternalism and nihilism. One can use appearances to refute eternalism. One can even use emptiness to refute nihilism. Now, as mentioned, you know, the roles are reversed. Before we had mentioned that appearance or karma can, is used to refute nihilism. One says that, you know, phenomena do not exist. Phenomena do not exist because there is karma, you know. And then we say phenomena do not exist inherently because they're empty of true existence. So therefore, we're not prior to this we had used that, but here when your understanding of emptiness is improved, you can even switch the roles of appearance and emptiness. Instead of using appearance to stop eternalism. Instead of using appearance to stop nihilism, then you can use appearance to stop eternalism. And instead of using emptiness to stop eternalism, you can use it to stop nihilism. And the reason for that is that because phenomena, the appearance itself is interdependent arising. Because it's interdependent arising, therefore, it cannot be established from its own side. Because it's not established from its own side, therefore, it cannot totally exist, or the eternalistic view of total existence. And then, with regards to how one uses emptiness to refute the extremist view of nihilism, one says that because if phenomena were to be able to establish from its own side, then one cannot use the established logic of karma, of cause and effect. One cannot establish the logic that, you know, things arise from other things, and this gives rise to that, and that is arisen from this. One cannot have established such logic. But because phenomena do not exist from its own side, you know, so therefore one can establish that karma, one can establish that this arises from that, and that has arisen from this, and so forth. Then, therefore, one is free from the extremity of a nihilistic view. Yes.
Neta, tomba ni jodon driva chavi soshin nas. Neta, tende komi yundu gona, namji ne, juje tende karin noong ma yina yo, tombe namju yindu sonoshi. Koro tombe, tomba te, tso ti namju la shadi yo sonoshi, lo ya shaju yos.
So, the text says, in addition, the appearance prevents existence, extreme emptiness, that of non-existence. And if you see how emptiness shows in cause and effect, you'll never be stolen off by extreme views. So here, if one improves one's experience of emptiness, eventually, when one perceives interdependent arising or karma, interdependent arising, immediately, at that very instant, one has an understanding of emptiness. Upon the very perception of that, immediately experience of emptiness comes out. So therefore, that's when you have perfected your understanding.
Yes. So don't bow, don't bunny so so say up there. So there, no attended. And there on ye don't bares. So don't bow. Don't bunny so so said, don't ye say so, say your marriage. Don't ye? In the tomb in Namjula, so the shining would is. Kuroji don't buy yinza, and it's also to buy the chumbares in your room. In the dead and the Tony. 엄마니 조던 레번 차르세야 돼서 다 고동 직원 정착이 말.
So here when one talks in the Heart Sutra, it says form is empty, emptiness is form. When it says form is empty, it makes a reference to phenomena as being the appearance of phenomena as being interdependent arising. Therefore it's empty of true existence. And when one says emptiness is form, this is not saying that emptiness is form and nothing else but form. What it says here is emptiness is form because form is not established from its own side. It's empty of true existence. So therefore, it can arise as form because of cause and effect. So therefore, it's sort of like almost like saying that form arises out of emptiness. Like emptiness is a cause and form is a result. So form arises out of emptiness because it is empty of true existence. Yes.
So
the reason why Rinpoche is mentioning this is because in the past, a Western disciple had asked Rinpoche this question, saying that form is empty, form is empty. He has no problem with that, but emptiness is form. He had a big problem with that because he couldn't understand why emptiness had physical form. So, however, Rinpoche explained to him that emptiness is form does not say that mean that emptiness has physical form, but what it means that emptiness is the result why a form can have this appearance. Why form can appear, why form can exist is because it's empty of true existence. So, therefore, when you read the Heart Sutra, you should have that understanding. That a form is interdependent arising, therefore it can, therefore it is empty of true nature, this empty of true existence, therefore it can arise as a form. Yes.
Reta, so tomba wo, tomba ni zo so, tomba ni mijum de zo xia le. Ta zo le, zo ji tomba se ang wo ta de ji yomar le. Zo ji tomba te le, zo se ang wo ta de yomar le. Koni wo ji wa le se teng yo.
So when you say form is empty, emptiness is form, that is as we just explained. Next you say emptiness is not other than form, form also is not empty. Other emptiness actually refers to that emptiness and form, both of these are not, form as well as its empty nature are not separate from each other. They are of one nature, they are not separate, do not exist as separate entities. Yes.
That is. Mm-hmm. Tā kāsāṁ śodhēyā kē lāṁsāṁ lā tōmā kēvā lējī tōngā sāyā tē kāsī ngōnyā rōtā tā pādhū kēvā yōngī tōngā sāyā tā tē tsōgā rē tā tāmā kēvā yōgī tōngā sāyā tā śodhō kēchī tā tā lā yōrā.
So this text, Three Principles of the Path, we had mentioned before the structure of the outline of this text. The virtues at the beginning, which is the offerings and the pledge of the salutation and the pledge to compose the text, and then in between the middling virtue, which is the meaning of the text, the actual body of the text, and the now we've come upon the virtues at the end, which is the verses of dedication. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 대달 남주 소원 남성에 내대 대달 남주 소원 남성 내남 라는 게 지식 또 비슷해서 더 동부
So here, the last verse it says, when you grasp as well as I the essential points, the text doesn't really mention as I, it mentions as they are. So when one has realized the points of the path, the three principles, renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness, as they are. And here, as they are, firstly referring to listening, extensive hearing, and contemplation, you know, so hearing, contemplation, and meditation, by engaging these three. When one has a correct understanding of these points as they are meant to be, the result of this extensive hearing and contemplation is practice, meditation and practice. So the purpose of that is to practice. So then it says, by relying upon an isolated place, you know, going to a isolated spot, places that are free of harm and injury to the meditator, as well as free of disturbance or busyness, a disturbance. Then one engage in focus or concentrated practice upon these three principles of the path, and then accomplish the ultimate aims or ultimate wish. So this ultimate aim or wish refers to the state of Buddhahood, and it says here, make mighty efforts, or by generating the power of effort, joyous effort, only then can one achieve Buddhahood. If one does not have joyous effort, one will not be able to attain Buddhahood. So therefore, generating such force of that, and then engaging this practice to achieve in the ultimate aim of Buddhahood. And then it says, my son, but you can also interpret as my child. The reason for that is because Lama Tsongkhapa had written this text for one of his most prominent disciples called Tsabo Ngaung Chaba. And Tsabo Ngaung Chaba had gone to a faraway place of Gyamurong, called Gyamurong in Tibet. And so Lama Tsongkhapa had written this text upon his request and sent to him as an instruction for practice, instruction manual for practice. And so he mentioned, my son, it's an expression of his pleasure or being pleased by the practice of this particular disciple. Yes.
Yes.
사우나 차바 파미란 땅.
그래 제르모질라 냠드.
냠드.
가서 두제 친구들 되나 뉴네도.
뉴네도.
뒤에 가다 코로 뽕가라. 동께 친구들 다니 질려. 맞다 또. 이다 대노지. 그고 엄마 샤 잠어로나 팬네. 뒤에 가다 봄불로 맞아데. 이다 엄마 다리와 말이. 근데 콘테 페지. 제르모질 땡바츠. 근데 콘지티 남주 친구들. 이다 뒤에 가다 봄보데세네. 담바나 파치오체 텐르체 인도고나 공인 지세고네 레조노체 봄봉 앞주스 세베르 더 공게 따로 봄봉고나 사도 잡아니스 자체 가정에서 면서 모여서 자야 제가 앞주 담바 세지야 신경도 빠지요 반동 드라그 전에 냠냠해서 반동이 왕에 텐르체 규정의 제기이스
So here, the Chavo Ngao Chaba was a disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa from the earlier part of his life. He and Lama Tsongkhapa were doing Nyungne together in front of the statue of the Great Compassionate One in Lhasa, Jerezi in Lhasa. And then during that time, he had a dream of a white conch shell in his lap that made a very loud sound. And so, predicting that, you know, wherever the Buddhist teaching has not yet spread, you know, for there you will sound the Dharma, you will sound the Dharma. So here, he had gone to Gyamurong, the place Gyamurong, which at the time of his arrival was a place that was filled with Bonpo, or the indigenous religion of Tibet, Bonpo religion. So there he spread the teachings of, established the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa in that region. And he himself was a great yogi of the Vajrapairava Tantra. At that point in time, when he was trying to spread the teachings, many of the local magicians, you know, tried to stop him, create obstacles for him. And then he, in turn, through the force of Vajrapairava meditation, by performing the rotor rituals, he executed 50 of such magicians. You know, so then. He had mentioned in a poetic verse saying that when these people tried to create obstacles, he sort of forced the wrathful rituals, he executed them, but then also sent them their consciousness. Of course, it's not just mere killing, he sent their consciousness off to the pure land of Vajrayogini. And then he says if in the future people were to, if such an instance were to occur again, you know, I would have no hesitation at performing such rituals again. So if people were to, in the future, were to create obstacles for the spreading of Dharma in that land, you have no hesitation in sending it off to the Pure Land as well.
Yes. Yes. Namsongone, Majin, Jermuj Soso, Ma Song de Gio, Samaje, and it's a don't teach Samnoto. Samnotonga, Tongaje. At that, don't you? Then you know, Manu, the Joshi, Purse, and Jermuj Musso, that is a taco, no trouble, Sumbarva. Yena Soso, then you know, Manu, the Joshi, Purse, the Tony, you take a Pujon, Samaje. That day, ya, Lena, Jermuj.
So here, when one is engaging in this practice of the three principles of the path, one first begins with recitation of the 100 vows of Tushita, which is the Guru Yoga Lama Tsongkhapa. And then with that practice, one engages in the practice of the seven limbs, through which one accumulates merit and purifies obscurations on the basis of that. And then when one comes to the section of reciting the mitzema, the prayer Lama Tsongkhapa, one request makes request for blessings in order to have realization of the path. Then when one has done that, then we recite the actual text of the three principal aspects of the path. And when you're reciting it, you should not just see it here as your own sound, which you see it as being the verbal, the actual speech of Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa is these verses is coming from Lama Tsongkhapa's voice, speaking to you these verses. So then as you hear these verses, then you contemplate upon the meaning of its words. You know. So until even up to the very last line when it says, my child, you know, even though originally this was a text to Tsabo Ngao Changba, but then one should think that actually Lama Tsongkhapa is calling you as his child, his spiritual son. So then as an expression of his delight in your practice. You know, so one should think that Lama Tsongkhapa addresses you in such an affectionate way. So then after that one makes a strong determination to engage in the practice of this text by praying to Lama Tsongkhapa, saying that I will practice according as you have said, and I will may I be able to follow in your footsteps and gain the realizations as such. Yes. Yes. So we have completed the teaching section on teaching on this text, and if you have any questions, you may ask them now. Sorry?
Ascertaining the object of negation, the first step.
How does he do it?
How experientially does he clarify the object of negation?
So here, one is Rinpoche's instructions is that one should engage in accumulation of merit and purify negative karma, and then pray to Manjushri to be able to grasp or to identify and to grasp the inherent existence self or the object of refutation. So, one should either visualize or in real life, you know, when one is being criticized by others, being accused by others amongst, you know, by someone amongst the audience of many people, you know, amongst many people. At that point in time, we'd be extremely upset. You know, you think, oh, this person bad-mouthed me, or this person wrongly accused me. So that moment of anger, the I comes up very strongly. The truly existent I, or the object of reputation, comes up very, very strongly. In that brief instant, in that brief flash, you know. And also when one is experiencing danger to one's life, such as falling down from great heights, you know, one has a very strong sense of I, this I appearing in that very instant. So one should, in order to at that moment, you should recognize immediately. Grasp hold of this I, this object of refutation. Otherwise, so in order to be successful in that, as mentioned before, you need to engage extensive purification and accumulation, also very strong prayer to Manjushri, the deity of wisdom, that you'll be able to be successful in this practice. So these the object of refutation comes up very strongly in these brief moments of strong emotion. Otherwise, under normal circumstances, what we experience is actually a combination of the merely labeled I. The I is in name, the I is in a name, and the self truly existent I is being mixed together. So I experience them being mixed together. You don't really separate between what is the mere name called I, the merely labeled I, or the truly existent I. You do not differentiate between them. You sort of exists as a mulch, you know, in your ordinary experience. So in times of great fear or great strong emotional response, that moment you should this truly existent I comes forth very strongly. At that moment you should really grab hold of it and identify it. Yes.
Before you realize emptiness, you can't differentiate between
the
as I that exist and I that does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
After realizing emptiness, you will be able to distinguish between. Mm.
I have one question, can I ask? Mm. 是, 这样,我自己, 嘎子要切入吧, 一开始的时候,我是, 怕大的名有吧, 名堂空的大厦,大西的, 人家不直接, 你嘎子要切入吧, 这是怎样的东西? 这也我说嘛,是, 大西堂空的,大西堂,
大雀,
啊, 大雀堂空的名,
大西名,
啦,
大学堂大学的你家啊，因为学什么新闻的，地方给你，卡啥？高家差不多。嗯。啊。对。高家差不多。嗯。我们没生气。嗯。等着吃的，那高家人呢？嗯。你跟人不客气了呀？嗯。家人呢？你跟家国呀？等着差不多了。嗯。他这个人是哪里？他给谁的呀？啊，怕打巴他们家的幺人。
So my question was that I've heard some people saying that the object of refutation is a confusion between the label and its base. Label and its base. So is the object of refutation is as such? And so here Rinpoche says, before we realize emptiness, it's difficult for us to separate between what is label and what is true existence. You know, what is a mere label I and what is a truly existent I? We have difficulty separating both of them. So here when you realize emptiness, it's easier to separate between these. But before one is able to realize emptiness, one needs to go through the process of investigation, as mentioned before. when I experiences these challenging situations, the I comes up very strongly. The truly existent I comes up very strongly. That is why you grasp hold of it.
She said that the mere doubt can trigger samsara thought. I wonder if you think that you theoretically understand the notion of emptiness, and you then follow the advice and go into isolation, and you stay there presumably till it becomes a feeling which is not theoretical. I can't express what that feeling would be. Would you have to leave your body immediately and go because samsara is shattered then? Or what happens? Do you come out of your cage out of your cage and just go on living here?
Can you repeat the question again?
One more?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he says that the mere doubt that things exist from their own side can shatter samsara.
Right.
Of course, that straight away caught me. I thought it's wonderful. So then I realized the mere doubt is not enough. So by studying and hearing, if you say there now, listening, hearing, contemplation.
Yeah.
Okay, now I go into deep meditation, I'm following the advice and going to isolation. However long I stay there, I don't know, but there will come a time that this theoretical knowledge becomes what? Because theoretical knowledge we have now already. So how does that knowledge become real? That's why I'm saying, must I leave my body immediately when it happens? Because I cannot imagine that I come back here and drink milk and cookies and come back here. So I would like explanation.
Because it's a lot of a lot of money. 这种时候在你师父师父你日记在学了，所以你来这种时候在那师父那周围居住，算算是。那你，这张我的印是嘛的是，我的上头么，我在这什么，那个我把如果就找光家庄一个，光家家，然后呢，那叔叔家就一句话你就知道，一句话你就听几个遍。
我也是嘛意思，就关于这几个人，那么关键就是说，如果呢，俺们去考试，说不定毕业前是用过意思的，说不定如果那下，没得，没得，没得吧？十八十八届时呀，对，十八课我报什么都没得吧？嗯，说不定，读到了今年，我再不来抢。
用不着买东西，吃不着来吃的，这白生活去，白交易那还过着，白，人家说，哦，没钱了，啊，逐步怎么去吧去，逐步，没可能给逐步的了，老给钱去，哎，逐步的怎么吃去，可能平常有弄到些开对那过过当。
可以被一些人给有的干不啦？那逐步的，逐步怎么的过？开始捋捋是吧？过过开始当当是吧？三级的过头发散的，哦，他干这一呢，过干这一节又那啥，三不等的就过病了，哎，瞬间的过慢慢东西都脱嘛是吧？对的，就过了。So,
here what the verse is saying is shattering. It does not mean that one is completely abandon samsara by merely having doubt. It means that it does not have the same amount of effect. Samsara will not have the same amount of effect on us as it did before. Here, Rinpoche gives an analogy she will bring understanding is that if someone, you know, someone trusts in his or her friend, this friend with total trust, you know, but on in real fact, you know, this friend has always been stringing them along, you know, sorry, deceiving this person. The friend's been deceiving this person all along, you know, pretending to help and pretending to whatever. And so all along, the friend is just, this person has just been believing his friend all the while. And suddenly one day he has some kind of sign or some kind of doubt that this person might have always been just been deceiving him all the while and never really realized that. But from that moment of doubt onwards, his friend will not have as hold as much sway or be of as much influence, you know, so strong hold over him henceforth, you know, for the moment, the day he had doubt about the deception. So likewise, in this case, if you doubt samsara, you never really have that much influence on you anymore. Yes.
Well, that's not the answer to my question. Only part of the answer. Because I was asking it now, okay, I have seen my friend as now what he said he would be, and now, after seeing this, I go into meditation, isolation for maybe 19 years, like Rinpoche. When I come out, what is different? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know how it really translates itself into my being, because it is the intellectual knowledge, but how am I changed?
If you have the doubt about how you exist, how oneself exists,
So here, the when you understand. When this grasping upon the self has always been someone that we see as our friend, but actually has been something that has been deceiving us all the while. So beginning with this doubt, you know, about what your friend, suspicion about what is really, if this guy is really with you or against you. So here, by with this doubt, then further meditating upon that, it gradually reduces your samsara. You know, so this, the force of your samsara.
Yes, because you said the samsara is give rise by that ignorant, which grasps self, it exists from its own side. Self, the ignorant that grasps that self, it exists from its own side, this gives rise to samsara, which means this gives rise to all suffering. So once you doubt about that thought, that ignorant, once you doubt about that ignorant, it really exists, things, the self really exists from its own side, you get suspicious, then you will not 100% trust that things will, things exist from its own side. I exist its own side.
Yeah.
You doubt about it.
Yeah.
You doubt about the cause of samsara.
Yes.
So when you start doubt, then it's you know, scattered object.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. It's very nice, but it's not answer what I want to know. I want to know the difference in my being. I mean, what is the use of going into isolation and coming out and being the same, just living on? Am I going to be a bodhisattva straight away, or?
Then the mother Madhuba thought you do. tōngi tōparwa. Te tō yundu, tā ngā āsa yā te pē tsūtūp yōdengi, tagi pē lōla. Ngā āsa nē, shīwō jē yōdewi sōngla, jīwō jē te yā te tagā āsa mēwi sōngla, tōngba chā. Te chā yundu kōla, nē te yōngi nyōmō jindā yōng, kādē kādē ngāgirā mātō, lāṃsō gōmba te kādē ngāgirā mātō.
So here, when you train in such a manner, we mentioned before the ignorance and grasping upon a truly existent self is the root of all afflictive emotions. So if you were to, this was mentioned throughout the whole teaching, so here, if because of this grasping upon the self, this arises all delusions, this is cause arising all delusions. To those who benefit me, I generate attachment. To those who harm me, I generate anger. So as a result, these afflictive emotions that arise from the concept of ignorance, then you create so many karmas. And these created karmas are what other things that cause samsara to turn. You know, may you continue to remain within psychic existence. So here, if we meditate upon the lacking of true existence, the impossibility of this I to exist from its own side, stand alone as an individual, a phenomenon without relying upon other conditions, then as a force of this reduction of this, you know, all the other afflictive emotions will gradually be reduced in their force. And then so as the gradually by reducing the delusions and then furthering until you totally uproot the cause of ignorance, you know, the cause of samsara,
ignorance, then you will achieve liberation from samsara. Namjoba Namji, these Umataji Tate Ngokyo.
So, and also, Rinpoche quotes another verse from Charakirti, whose meaning is that all the delusions, all the afflictive emotions and their shortcomings have come about from the Jigda or the Samkhya view, which refers to this grasping upon the internal existence self. Therefore, all yogis meditate upon selflessness, you know, as an antidote to that, in order to stop the afflictive emotions, in order to cease all the afflictive emotions and all the shortcomings of samsara. So today, within these past few days, we have talked about the three principles of the path. And these three principles of the path are the sort of like the limbs of the lamrim. Therefore, within this discourse, we can consider this to be like a full discourse on the entire graduated path of Buddhahood.
Yes.
So here, as I mentioned before, even those who have doubt towards emptiness will receive great benefit of shattering the foundations of samsara. However, in this case, we are here without such doubt, but we have complete faith in listening to the Holy Dharma with complete faith. Through the force of that, we've accumulated a limitless virtue. As mentioned traditionally, the two actions are important in the beginning and the end. And so here, coming to the closing of teachings, it's important that we make a strong dedication.
Yes. Nombe namba tayate, so ne jamurumje tujel tene chumba yendu, ne jamurumje kuze tenman jedon rubya.
So here, one should dedicate these fruits of virtue to the flourishing of the teachings, since the flourishing of the teachings throughout the world, as the teachings of the Buddha having flourished throughout the corners of the world, is due to this kindness, soul kindness, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So one should pray for the eternal life of His Holiness, for His holy form and vital light to remain in this world. And also for all of his wishes, holy wishes to be fulfilled. And also one should dedicate for the long lives of all the spiritual masters that one has dharma connection with. And also for the joy and happiness of all sentient beings in general. And for oneself to generate a full realization of these three principles of the path along with its branches. And to attain the state of Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So all prayers are definitely contained within such a dedication. Yes.
Dāgē jīnyē
sābē kēwā jī tēndāṁ prāvā kūnā kāngkēnd
kēwā
jīzēn lōsāṁ prābāy tēmbē nīngbō rīndō sājī rū.
So since the last teaching, we'll offer the long mandala. It's found on page 12. And please remember to use the insert.
Ra re ra ni.
Yellow prayer book.
Yeah. Tenpa yu rinpa gyur